Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Guys, big claim from Dermot Justice Adele was ending there. He said, I've got a joke. I just made it up. Yeah. Come to me whenever you want. So
yeah.
Let's kick Dave's World bad jokes off with one from Dermot.
Yeah, you ready for
this?
Yeah,
hit it.
Okay. How do you know you're on Harvey Norman's boat? Because it has a big sail.
Shut up, Ria. Don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's a good start.
It's not great, though.
Okay, I'll improve it.
Big sail. Come on.
I'll improve it with Barry. Okay. Barry says, 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Have you checked your carbon monoxide alarm lately? Tony says, in the interest of saving time, I called my GP and asked if I'd be able to administer my own anaesthetic. To my surprise, he said, go ahead, knock yourself out. Craig said, did you hear about the man who drowned in a bowl of muesli? He got pulled down by a strong current.
I like that one.
This is more of a written down joke, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Liam says, if Britain actually leaves the EU, how much space will be freed up? The answer, 1 gigabyte.
1 GB. Nerdy clever.
Whitey says, it's not working out between us. For starters, I hate your stupid jokes. Me, okay, I understand. And for main course...
Oh.
For starters, I
yeah.
That'll be your wife. Your wife is going to say that to you later on.
Yeah, I definitely don't bring these to the bedroom. Kira says, what do you call a rooster staring at a pile of salad? A chicken sees a salad.
That's good.
Tony says, Elvis was seen at B&Q customer service yesterday. He returned the sender.
Returned the sender.
Returned the sender.
David says, why were E.T.'s eyes... Sorry, I'm dying. Why were E.T.'s eyes so big? He got his phone bill.
That's class.
Oh, no.
Barney Man says, I phoned the UK weak bladder helpline about my problem. It's 1p a minute. James says, after a long time, I told my really hot co-worker how I felt. It turns out she felt the same way. So I turned on the air conditioning. Thomas says, I was in an 80s band called The Prevention. We were better than The Cure.
That's good, Maria. Come on.
That is good.
Paul says, I overheard my girlfriend tell her mates that I'm a keeper. What an idiot. I'm a midfielder. Dave says, I don't often tell dad jokes, but when I do, he laughs.
I like that one.
Alan says, I was halfway up this mountain. The guy started attacking me. He said, I don't like your altitude. Gary says, I just got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts. I won't lie, it was a rocky road.
Oh, the rocky
road. Maria, you love rocky road. You should be laughing at that joke.
No, it wasn't great now.
Tony says, sign language. Sign language is incredibly handy.
Yeah.
It's the end of the joke. Bob says, I got really emotional at the petrol station. I don't know why, I just started filling up.
Oh, no.
Barry says, heading down to autopsy club later. It's open mic night.
They're opening up mic. Come on.
Tony says, I bought a book today called Overcoming Kleptomania. Well, I say bought. Paul said, thought the girlfriend was joking when she said she wanted to go to a Monkees tribute gig in Switzerland. Then I saw her face. Now I'm in Geneva.
That's so bad.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm in Geneva.
Okay.
This is making me better.
Last one today.
Okay.
From number one Frogstar says, what do you call a laughing motorcycle? A Yamaha.
Amazing.
Thanks, everybody. Here's Wild Youth making me dance at 11 a.m.